sizes. Find out how they can help you prepare for growth at open.com.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Yes, you have the right show, not the normal opening. But we do that because we said Thursday that we would extend Veterans Day to today. We should extend it all year. But that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do some of our veteran stuff because we do it every year. We're the only show that does a substantial part of the show as a tribute to veterans. My name is Frank Opinion. You probably know that. If you don't, that's my name. You know your name. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And good afternoon. It's the 14th day of November. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day. You've made it clear you don't. Oh, it's 3rd of June?
Yes, that's the 3rd of June. Okay. They do that.
Yeah, you folks have made it clear over the years that you don't want to hear politics here, and I don't want us to do politics, and we're not. The reason for playing God Bless the USA is twofold. It is our Veterans Day tribute, and to sort of make a statement about these knuckleheads that are protesting. They're protesting because they don't like the team that won. Look, and most of them, if you ask them, they don't really even know why they're out there. It's an excuse.
A lot of them are paid to protest.
They are paid, and it's an excuse to take part in something. But to protest, I don't know, and I'm pretty old, I don't know that I have ever seen this. I you know, when Barack Obama was elected, a lot of people, expected the skinheads of the world and the KKK people, and they're still there, especially down south, the true hardcore racists, to do something despicable and horrible, and it didn't happen. And that was the one time I thought, oh boy, there's some people down in Mississippi, they're not gonna put up with this. It didn't happen. But it happened here. So it is the United States of America. And let me say one other thing. I talked Thursday to a good friend of mine. He's Hispanic. He's here as a legal, he's a United States citizen. And I said, how do you feel about the election? He said, I feel okay about it. He said, I'll tell you why. He said, I don't like that so many of the jobs like I have and other friends of mine who are here legally are taken by people who shouldn't even be here. We don't like that. And I think that right there would explain a lot of the Latino Hispanic vote that he got. It's they don't want it either. Now, we're not getting into politics. My point is this. Folks, this is the United States. And the other thing he told me, and again, I'm going back to this protesting. I said, well, how about the protests? And he said, I promise you, he said, I doubt very seriously that many of those people have lived anywhere else. He said, if you have ever lived anywhere other than the United States, no matter who the president is, you thank God every day that you're here. He said, there's nothing like it. Go somewhere else and live a year. He said, and you'll see. And most people, he said, like you, pointing to me, no offense, he said, but you've never lived anywhere. I said, no. He said, so you really kind of don't know. You don't get it. How lucky you are to live here. He said, ever since I've come here, my life is wonderful. And he's a service guy. He's like a repair person. He's a blue-collar, hardworking guy. And if you talk to him, you think he's a millionaire. And to him, he is. So, I don't get the protests. I don't get babies who act up because they didn't get their way. Well, I don't know if it would have... Look, let me tell you something. If she had won, I say everybody, no matter who wins... Well, let's just see what happens. Give him a chance. My goodness, when Ronald Reagan was elected, a lot of people went insane. Went, this guy's a movie star. He was a governor, but he's really a movie star. Oh, my goodness. And he was, with the exception of a couple of controversial things, considered a pretty good president. Likeable. Worked with the other side. On and on and on. So here's the deal. We're doing our Veterans Day thing today. It doesn't matter today if you're listening, whether you're happy about the election or you're sad. It doesn't matter. If you disagree with this, this fact, we need to never, ever stop honoring veterans, then you have the wrong show today. Today, you have the wrong show, because that's what we're going to do. And there are a couple of songs we always play, because to me... They're the gut wrenchers. They are the Taking Chance of songs. Taking Chance is a movie with Kevin Bacon. And we had a couple of songs that are pretty much the equivalent of that movie. So if you'll allow us today, we're going to do some Veterans Day stuff. You might learn something. You might hear a song you've never heard before. Or you might hear a song you never hear played. Because people don't tend to do this anymore. And that's a shame. Every station, every show, either Thursday, Friday, over the weekend, or today, at some point, should do something kind of like this. So I'm happy to do it. I'm proud to do it. If people don't like it, screw them. I don't care. Every year I get emails, and the emails are, as far as I can remember, 100% in favor of what we do and are thanking us for what we do. And if you think otherwise, we don't care. We don't care. If you don't like doing the Veterans Tribute thing. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is Eon, the peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I got a call from my mother today.
Mm.
She's telling me this incident she had this morning. She was pulled over.
Ah!
And this is, of course, in the morning, so this is daytime.
Was she speeding?
She was pulled over because one of her headlights were out.
In the daytime?
She has daytime running lights, and one was out.
Hmm.
And so after the officer came back, she said, well, it's daytime right now. And they said, if you have daytime running lights and they're on, they both need to be on, even
really?
In the daytime.
That seems weird to me.
Yes.
Because it there are cars very weird that don't have
too.
Them. If you cannot have them,
right.
Why can't you just have one?
I don't know.
That's
and
a
you
stupid
would think,
law.
You would think the tickets that they give out for headlights being out is for safety reasons. It's right. not as safe to drive. At night,
yeah,
with only one headlight.
That's
but during
law.
The day, she was just kind of
baffled.
Baffled, and I was baffled when she told me. I go, "What? You got a ticket for headlights out during the day?" So that was a new one for me. So,
or Peon, I know it's your mother,
right?
But maybe there's something she's not telling you.
That's always possible, I guess. But that would be a pretty, a pretty weird story to make up.
Maybe she was very drunk. Or maybe your mom was on pot.
On the pot?
No,
on the pot?
Smoking pot. Maybe
that would be a weird excuse to make up, I think.
Maybe your mom tried to bribe. She could be leaving all this out.
Well, that's true.
And you say, Mom, why'd you get a ticket? She goes, I had a headlight out in the daytime. There's something not, there's some blanks that aren't filled in here. You need to check into this more thoroughly.
I was baffled, too.
Your mom might just be a criminal.
Next thing I have, this may be one of the greater reasons I'm waiting. Besides, I'm waiting for self-driving cars just because I would be more than happy to have my car drive me around, just to sit in my car and tell it where to go. But they're saying here pedestrians may be able to become bullies if almost every car is out there self-driving. Think about it.
Oh.
If you're at a crosswalk, you're supposed to have the right of way, but most times you give the car, unless somebody stops and lets you go, you give the vehicles the right of way. Is that not correct?
Yeah. Unless it's a lit, you know, walk.
Right.
That little man and the sign.
Oh, if they have a red, yeah. If they, yeah. Usually
Other
the
than
cars
that, yeah,
have a red
you
light.
Wait, look left, look right. Nobody
but now,
can cross.
If all the cars are autonomous, a pedestrian would just be able to walk out in the street. The car would stop because its sensors tell it to stop when something is in front of it.
Right.
And another great thing is you could go back to letting your kids just play in the neighborhood. You wouldn't have to worry about...
I disagree. I don't look until they've been around for 10 years.
Well, I mean, not,
I wouldn't let my kid run in front of an
not playing in the street
manned car.
But you wouldn't have to worry as much as you do now with
you trust the cars more than you trust a person who might be sleeping.
Absolutely, I would 100% absolutely. So, but you think about kids play with the ball in the yard and it goes over the fence and they have to go out and get it.
Right.
And sometimes they dart out in between two cars where it's impossible to see to the left. So I think that. That's one more in the plus column for autonomous vehicles, I think. Two different reasons, pedestrians and kids.
You've always wanted self-washing cars because you don't wash yours.
Yes. Well, that's what I already have that. It's called a Rainstorm.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. No, I've had a self-washing car for a while now.
Okay.
That was it. That was all I had, though.
Dan?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Shut her down. Bert's segment is officially closed. Robert Vaughn passed away. I know when somebody passes away, you're supposed to say good stuff. I can't say anything bad about him except...
Man from Uncle.
Yeah. Okay,
I didn't even
know.
I mean, I saw a lot of people mentioning that name, and I had no idea who it was.
To me, he was not irrelevant, but he just never was anybody on my radar as a big star. Because like Dan said, you mention his name, you know what anybody says? Man from Uncle.
Yeah. Is that pretty much all he did?
That pretty much is everything
his biggest claim
said.
To fame, yeah.
Yeah, his biggest claim to fame. Every once in a while, you would see him in a movie with a bit part or something.
But he never seemed to have any personality.
No, he didn't.
He was just like a robotic kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's dead if, and you were a big Robert Vaughn fan. I do know this. at the St. Louis airport, and I don't know if it's still there. The one of the
airport.
Yeah, it's one of the shoe shine. No, no, I'm finished.
At the whole airport. He knows that's still there. Goodness.
One of the shoeshine guys has a picture signed by Robert Vaughn saying, "The greatest shine I've ever had."
Wow.
Robert Vaughn. Yeah, I remember that because years ago I was getting my shoes shined back when I had to dress up for work. And I'm sitting there. I might add, listen, gentlemen, that's a very relaxing thing to do is get a shoe shine. It's almost like a massage for the top of your foot. Think about it. They're buffing and they're cloth and it feels good. It's relaxing.
Last time I was at the airport, all the shoeshine chairs when I walked by were full.
Oh, if I were a business guy or I dressed up and traveled, you bet I'd get a shoeshine. It feels good. It's a little pricey, but so what? Those guys work hard. Give them the shine money and give them the tip money, and what all do it? You don't do it every day.
Yeah, I've never had that done. Only a couple times in my life.
Well, you've never owned leather shoes.
Even had shoes. I used to have, when I was in high school, I had a pair of Doc Martens. Not the boots, but whatever you call it. You know, the ones that are not a boot. And it was like a maroon leather. So, yeah, I had shoes at one time, but I was a kid. So, of course, I never went to a shoe shine booth.
So now you know, and it just hit me, you know what joke I have to do today?
What's that?
Patent leather shoes.
Yes.
I have to do it. I have no choice. So, patent leather shoe joke today. No, I'll never forget that. He had that picture. And I used to think, and I didn't, you know, look, it was a big deal to this guy, but I always wanted to say, boy, don't you wish you had somebody more famous up here that liked your shoe shine than Robert Vaughn? But to him, and for Robert Vaughn to say best shoe shine ever anywhere signed Robert Vaughn, big deal to him. That's all I got.
I'm sure
Robert Vaughn.
He had to spend more time explaining
who Robert Vaughn was.
Who it was?
The man from Uncle.
That, they would ask, "Well, wow, who is that?"
Well, no, nobody under 50 would know who he is. I don't think. Unless you watch, you know, TV Land or something. They used to watch those reruns.
There was always like a show around the same type of show that Mission Impossible was. And
yeah,
weren't they on around the same time? Weren't they on
wasn't his partner like Ilya Kuryakin or something?
Some
blonde guy that we never heard of again?
Yeah. Well,
and it was an acronym, right? Uncle stood for something,
yes.
Right? Because there was
under nuclear whatever.
Yeah.
You're right. It did stand for something. But that other guy, we never saw him again. I'll tell you who else we never saw again. Remember Don Johnson's partner in Miami Vice, the black guy?
Oh, yeah.
It's like when that show was over, he vaporized.
Yeah.
Now, you'd think a guy who's a co-star on a huge hit like Miami Vice would go on to something else, but that happens a lot in especially successful TV shows.
Ilya Kuryakin.
Yeah, the co-stars. Now, Don Johnson went on and did some stuff, but one of the things he did was he impregnated, who was it, Melanie Griffith or something?
He did?
Don't they have a kid together? Yeah, Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith.
Oh, yes, I think you're right, yeah.
So that's something he did. He did Melanie Griffith.
In her prime.
Yeah, in her prime, and that's important to say.
Before she ruined her face.
And ladies, you have to understand something. If you're older, did we close the Burke segment?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, ladies, if you get older, let us share something with you as men who love women, okay? Leave your face alone.
Oh, man.
I am not kidding. Your vision must go bad when you get 60 or 70, because if you look in the mirror and you think looking like Nancy Pelosi is a good thing, or looking like Kenny Rogers or Wayne Newton, or pick any of these hideous plastic surgery, well, you're out of your mind. You look nuts. You look like a woman who can't deal with being her own age, who thinks in her mind that other people look at her and go, "Ooh, look at that 35-year-old. No.
Yeah.
We go, look at that hideous monster.
It's almost that, I think they call it body dysmorphia. What you see, you don't, is not actually.
And you don't see what we see.
Right. Meg Ryan did it, too.
She ruined it.
With her lips,
her
too,
top
right?
Her lip, yeah. She wanted a full top lip, and it just looks like.
Well, who is this? Janice Dickerson? You know who Janice Dickerson is?
Yes, yeah.
Her lips are like two
spare tires.
Inner tubes, like, yeah, like an inner tube that's mashed from being round into like the holy cow, it, horrible. And it's kind of like toupees and men. These men that think we don't look at that and go, what a horrible toupee.
Right.
What is the matter with you? You get a mirror, a handheld mirror, and then stand in front of a mirror with your back to it and look at the back of your head and the side and notice that your dead animal on your head hair does not match your other hair. And nothing about it looks the same. So same goes for you guys, you toupee guys. By the way, we know you have a toupee. You think we don't? We do. But nobody says, hey, man, why don't you go kill the guy that sold you that toupee? That's rude. But I've wanted to do it 1,000 times. I've wanted to go up to guys and go, man, no, I'm sorry, but that is one ugly toupee. That is hideous. Because they don't know.
No.
And one of the reasons they don't know is nobody will tell them. Look, if you have bad breath and nobody tells you, how are you going to know? You're not going to know. If you stink with B.O., you can't smell your own B.O., that's what they say.
Yeah, that's weird how you can't smell your own body odor. And
well, you can't apparently detect your own bad toupee or see your own stretched out face. So, see, the plastic surgeons, if they're listening right now, go, hey, shut up, man. But I'm trying to keep women from looking like something to laugh at. Be old, okay? Have some wrinkles. They work for Ernest Borgnine. They worked for that lady that was throw mama from the train, that old gal.
Oh, worked for her.
Oh. Well, yeah, because it caused her to get parts that she wouldn't have got. Who else is
Mama Fratelli? Yeah, she was.
Who else is all wrinkled up? I should be able to think of somebody else that's got just crater wrinkles, and it's their character lines. They are. So leave them alone.
That lady that played Throw Mama from the Train, she was one of the ugliest ladies.
Yes.
Because the chances of you getting a surgeon and getting it done right, like Sharon Osbourne, that's one out of like 1,000. All right, so you got about 999% chance of looking more like Kenny Rogers than Sharon Osbourne. So back off. We're going to take a break.
Oh, the guy that played Ilya Kuryakin?
Yeah.
Has been on NCIS for years, apparently.
Well,
people
I didn't
have been
know
calling
it
about that. I didn't either. I never watched the show.
I don't watch it
but
either.
But apparently that's where he's been.
How we come back, I got a couple. I can't do the Burke segment because Mr. Burke never contributed to his own segment. We come back, I got a couple of great stories for you from the last couple of days. And they're just good stories. So stay where you are. We'll take a break. Jose Hernandez will be in, and we'll do some more veteran stuff. Jose will be in after the 4 o'clock news break, 4:12, something like that. So if you have any technical questions, be prepared to talk to him about it. I'm prepared to talk to you about Thompson Price, and I'll tell you why I'm prepared. Been in our house 30 years. 20 years ago, they completely remodeled our kitchen. We suffered. Well, suffered is not a good word. We put up with a kitchen we hated for about 10 years. And then finally, when we had the money, and it took 10 years, because if you do it right, it's not inexpensive, we had it completely ripped out and ripped apart. Just ripped out. Cabinets, shelves, flooring, ceiling, walls. Had it redone 20 years ago. Still looks great. And now you're looking at the rest of your house. So about 2 years later, we had a bathroom, small bathroom done. 2-3 years after that, we had another bathroom done. Then we added on to the house, master bedroom and bathroom. Guess who I told the contractor was in charge of the bathroom? Thompson Price. And if we ever do another kitchen or bathroom, that's who we'll call and won't call anybody else. Now, the first time around, we did call two other people. We got three companies because I didn't know Thompson Price from a man in the moon. I guess I should have said a man in the super moon because didn't we just have a super moon?
Yep.
It was pretty wild last night.
So if we do it again, it'll just be Tom Price. But if it's your first time out, feel free to talk to two or three companies. Just make sure one of them has the name Price because if you do, I think I know who you're going to go with, unless unless you're in the market for the like a $5,000 kitchen redo. That's not a remodel. That's patch and paint and sort of fool people for a short time, but you don't have a new kitchen. Thompson Price, showroom in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. They'd love for you to come by. When you do, please tell them you're AM and the PM. Terrific company. They do great work. You will not regret letting them do your kitchen or bathroom. ThompsonPrice.com.
Meep, meep. All right, we're going to get a check on traffic. In for Tim Weiland, it's Frank Ladd.
Not a bad start to your Monday afternoon rush. Just building traffic westbound on Highway 64 now, making your way past the Science Center out through about McCausland. Eastbound on Highway 64, a pretty good run right up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to tech services like setup and repair. Visit staples.com/tech services for details. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd in the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321. Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle during workouts. Plus, it helps incinerate fat, fuel explosive sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text MAN to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321.
Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-6680. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-6680. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-6680. That's 1-800-600-6680.
Quartz. We're talking about the stones. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath.
We interrupt this E&B Granite commercial for an important announcement from E&B Granite. If you want new countertops installed by Thanksgiving, you have to act now. Not later. Not tomorrow. Now. You must order by November 15th if you want it installed by Thanksgiving. And now back to your regularly scheduled E&B Granite commercial, already in progress.
Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton. Online at ebgranite.com.
I love my Husqvarna.
It's the Husqvarna Zero Turn Mower Sale at Redexum Turf Products. During this end of the year clearance at Redexum, you'll find never before seen pricing because everything must go. Since there's still a lot of grass to cut this year, this is your opportunity to get a smooth ride on a mower that leaves no grass uncut. The Husqvarna Zero Turn Mower from Redexum Turf Products, just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park.
I'm done with my lawn, and I'm having so much fun. Maybe I'll do my neighbors.
RTP, are you ready to play?
Hi, Mike England, president of St. Mary's High School. Have you been to the city's south side lately? At St. Mary's High School, we've been lighting the way for young men seeking a high-quality education and athletic opportunities since 1931. Our beautiful 27-acre campus continues to transform. From Divis Field, our field of dreams for baseball, to updated locker rooms, to Cresco Miller Field, our new state-of-the-art turf field just installed this summer, the south side continues to get brighter. St. Mary's High School, our side, south side.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you for that. I got a little business here, then we'll play another Veterans Day song. One of the songs that I've always liked, and that's all I'm going to tell you now. I'll make you wait. While you wait, American Equity Mortgage, 25 years on this show. Second longest running advertiser, Tom Price, 21 years. American Equity Mortgage has only been around 25 years. They've been with us the whole time. They give mortgages to people and give them to you. But they arrange mortgages so you can make your house payments and live the American dream. The American dream, I guess, is still to own a home. The other thing they do is for people who already have homes and are homeowners, is they show them the smart way to borrow money. When you borrow money from anybody, your uncle, lending institution, credit card company, it's never just, here, we loan you $300 and you owe us $300. Nah, there's interest. So you're going to owe $315 or $330. In the case of credit cards, the interest is, it should be illegal. And when you borrow enough, which means you use your credit cards a lot because you're borrowing money when you use your credit card, you rack up a big debt, big interest, make minimum payments, takes forever to get out of it. There's a better way. American Equity Mortgage, if you're a homeowner, will show you a much better way, a way to get out of it quicker and for a lot less money. And it makes all the sense in the world. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com. In, I believe, 1965, I'm at least within a year. I should have looked it up. Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. We only play this once a year, but when it came out, I really liked it. I still like it, and it's our part of our Veterans Day tribute because it's not quite as depressing as some of the other songs, but it's uplifting. It has a nice beat, and as they used to say on American Bandstand, Dan, remember that? It has a nice beat, and you can dance to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you can dance to it, but you can fire it up right now. Go ahead. Hang on. What happened to the beginning of it? There it is. Sergeant Barry Sadler, Battle of the Green Berets.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only free when the Green Beret.
I love this song.
Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage.
chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, who really was a staff sergeant. He was in the military. And he was a pretty good singer, I guess, and had done some USO stuff. So they said, here, sing this song. And he did. It was a big hit. And then the rest of his life was all screwed up. We talked about it last year. And he died much too young. He got shot in some bar fight or something. It was a mess. Now, I promised you a couple of stories. Here's one. I have 2 boys and a girl. The 2 boys are in the restaurant business. They live in 2 different towns. One's in Osage Beach. One's in Jefferson City. And one of them, and I won't say which because of the situation that I'm about to tell you, a police officer came in to the restaurant. And it's an officer that my son knows. And every time he comes in, my son says, well, what weird stuff has been happening out there? And he sat down and he said, okay, I have a good one for you. Not good in that sense, just bizarre. They get a call and the guy says, I'm going to kill myself because Hillary didn't win. And they went to his house and sure enough, he's trying to kill himself with his shoelaces, which is impossible. I guess it's possible if you tied them so tight in a knot you couldn't get it undone and you choked to death. But all he was doing was passing out and then waking up and passing
out
and
goodness. Waking
up. He's crazy. And they talked to him and said, what's the deal? He said, I have nothing. There's no reason to live because she didn't win. And on top of that, my wife voted for Donald Trump, so I don't want to live.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe that? So
Wow. They
put him in a mental ward.
Yeah, good place.
At some hospital. Now that's not a good story. It's a crazy story.
Yeah.
But here's a wild story. I think I told you Thursday that I had taken my wife to the airport.
Oh right. Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. Hang on.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
What was that?
I blew my nose. Oh. Crying. Been crying. She's back now. That's
she
good
is?
News. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, home-cooked dinner and stuff like that.
No, but she's back. None of that, but she's back. So my life's complete again. And she was down in Dallas, Texas with my daughter. They went to a wedding. My daughter's friend. My daughter is that age where lots of her little girlfriends get married. And let me tell you something. Girls and women are ridiculous about weddings. They're beyond ridiculous. They're goofy and giddy and giggly. And, oh, my goodness, this is like some kind of fairy tale. Let's not forget half of them end up getting divorced, which is why I have a tough time dealing with these $50,000, $100,000 weddings. It's insane. But My wife knows the girl's mom and has for years and years and years. So the girl getting married is my daughter's friend, and the mom is a friend of my wife. So my daughter lives in Kansas City. So she leaves, and my wife leaves, and they meet in Dallas at the wedding. And then, of course, there's the pre-wedding little giggly fest. And then there's the wedding, and then there's a reception and more giggle fest. And girls being girls and whatever. So they're at this hotel, And there's some cowboys there. Some, I mean, real cowboys. Not wannabes, but real cowboys. And so they met. Of course, a cowboy sees two women, one younger one. They, you know, they're going to let them know how great they are. It turns out the one guy, there are two guys, one of them is a 10-time world roping champion.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a big deal. And they're in Dallas for some rodeo. The other guy, who's not quite the, he's not the player. He's just a nice guy. So they talk, and then my daughter runs into him again at breakfast. And
did he go, hi, little lady?
No. They talked. And when he found out she lived in Kansas City, he said, well, I live in Kansas City.
Uh-oh.
I have a ranch in Kansas City. She said, really? He said, she said, well, I actually live in Overland Park, Kansas. He said, well, that's actually where I live. Now, the other guy, the 10-time world champ guy, who's the player who's hitting on everything, he's not around. He's gone. It's just this guy. So he said, so when he had back, she said, well, tonight, this was Saturday, she says, I got a flight at 6:30. Unless my mom, who doesn't leave till Sunday, which was tomorrow, yesterday, wants me to stick around and she wants to do some things. Otherwise, I'm just going to take the 6:30 flight. He said, well, why don't you just go back with me? Now, hang on. My daughter is, you know, she's... I have to stop and think. She's 20.
She's 28.
Thank you. I'm serious. I got to wear. I got three, and I know who was born when.
She's the same age as my son, Joshua.
You're right. She is 28 because she was born in 88. Okay, she's 28. So, because in 18 she'll be 30. So, she's 28 years old. He's 50s ish, and so this is could be something weird.
And by the way, very cute too.
Yeah, very attractive.
Yes.
So she goes over to my wife and says, "Mom, I forgot one part." He says, "Why don't you go back with me?" She says, "Well, why? I mean, I already have a ticket." He goes, "No, I have my own jet."
What?
Whoa!
Yeah, private jet. Turns out this guy is a big, big deal billionaire rancher, and big in the rodeo circuit.
Wow!
So she goes over to my wife and goes, hey, this guy, that guy, remember that guy, Brian? She goes, yeah. She said, turns out he's really rich and he's really nice. He's got a jet and he wants me just to go home on his jet and then I'll be home early. I'll have to go through TSA or any of that. And, of course, my wife says, let me have a little chat with him. So she goes over. Now she's
who'd
already,
you vote for?
She's No. She's already met him and they really liked him. So she talks quite a while with this guy. And she's convinced he's just genuinely a nice guy. So she said, Mom, what should I do? And my wife says, get on the jet. So my daughter goes out to the... He said, here's the tail number of the plane. And it's just me and my co-pilot and pilot. Just that's it. And I'm just going home. And why not just jump on a ride and avoid all that other crap? So in a sense, it was gutsy.
Wow.
In another sense, it was maybe dangerous. But my daughter has a really good read on people. My daughter's been on her own traveling since she was 15. Okay? She left home for private tennis lessons, blah, 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 blah. She's been traveling since 15. She had a pretty good feel for people. So she sends me pictures yesterday of her sitting in the jet with these white leather seats. He flew her home. Her boyfriend, Dan, picked her up, and he was an absolute gentleman. She said they had the greatest conversation. He has a daughter named Amanda about his wife, and they just kind of hit it off. And he said, as they departed, and Dan picked my daughter up at the airport, and thanks for bringing her home. And he said, it was a pleasure. He said, look, maybe after the holidays, you two could join me and my wife, and we get together and get to know each other, but have dinner and whatever. And I said, Amanda, are you kidding me? Of course you do that. I said, hang on here. This is how people connect and end up working for rich guys with private jets.
Yeah.
You could work for his company. You never know. And she said he was the nicest guy. So she looks him up, and he sold some energy company for like, I don't know, a couple of billion dollars. And now he ranches and has homes in Arizona, Wyoming, and Overland Park, of all places.
Wow.
And he's got a, I don't know, like a ranch outside Overland Park. But I told her, I said, this is the kind of thing that never happens to most people. You just don't meet a guy who goes, hey, get him a private jet. Unless it's something not, you know.
Kind of fishy.
Yeah. Something's not right. But she read him apparently right. And so they've done a little checking around and everything they can find. The guy has just got a sterling reputation. Happily married, kids. Yeah. How about that deal?
Wow.
And she sends me pictures of her in the plane, and sure enough, it's just her, and pictures with him. He hadn't taken some pictures together, so he could send it to us. And I kept wanting to go tell her about your dad, have him buy a radio station.
Tell her about your friend Dan.
Hey, listen, maybe if they become connected or she works for him and he just got money to burn, maybe he'll buy this place, mm-hmm. buy this radio station. You never know.
Yeah. Never know.
You never know. So from one story from a son where a guy's going to kill himself because Trump won, and another one where Cinderella meets the prince and goes home, not in a carriage, but in a private jet. I thought a couple of great stories. Meanies, I think the Black Friday thing is pretty much already in progress for them. Or here, check their website. That's what you do, because there's so much on there. I can't begin to convey to you what all they have on sale and the specials. You need to, every week at least, check the Amini's website. It's A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. And Amini's, as you know, has a copper top. It's in Chesterfield Valley. It's just a different store than any other store. It's almost like somebody built a store for me without consulting with me. They put pinball machines and jukeboxes and arcade games and shuffle boards, and the lighting is not really something that I go crazy for, but it's a spectacular lighting collection, and my wife was in heaven. And then furniture, especially patio furniture. Folks, just do this. Go to Amini's, walk around, and check their website, and always tell them that you're AM and the PM. You know how much we appreciate that. Jose Hernandez is coming in. You got to